Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine completely. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests, our good friends, longtime Brain Trust members, the purveyors of the outstanding company Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. CENTACS.com is the website. I encourage you to check it out. You can find all their books there, including the new one, which is the Owner's Manual for Values at Work. But I still love the one I quote. And, guys, I still reference your Owner's Manual for Personality at Work all the time on the show. I use it all the time with different things. So I'm invoking your work even when you're not here. And as I know you do mine, and I appreciate that so much. Okay, let's talk about other values. We're talking about values, folks. As I talk about in my book, put an S on the end of value. One of the historical factors that people make decisions about for centuries, value. Today, you put an S on the end of that. That's what people are basing a lot of their decisions. Independence, beauty, helping, health, power, relationships, pleasure, spirituality. Those are just some. You've identified 16 big ones, right, Pierce?
Yes, and what's interesting is typically when you use the word values, people think about morality.
Mm-hmm.
And values aren't necessarily dealing with morality. Values are what's important to a person, and it may not have anything to do with moral. So, for example, we mentioned beauty. Beauty is not necessarily a moral value. On the other hand, in Venezuela, they have this thing called El Sistema, the system. And the goal of El Sistema was to train every young person in Venezuela how to play an instrument in the orchestra. Now, that's taking beauty as a value,
mm-hmm,
and making it moral, but saying that every individual should be able to
Or take it one step further, political.
Political, yeah.
Yeah.
But moral values, morality has to do with how you treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if beauty is your value, that may not have anything to do with how you treat
That's
other
right.
people.
That's right.
Or it may, but not necessarily. So these values cover a wide path. What the small business owner could do is to find ways to support people's individual values.
Let me give you one example. If a person values order and cleanliness and beauty, like you say, and things like that, and they show up in your business and it's a mess. If they're a prospective employee and they show up and your business is a mess, then they're not going to be attracted to that.
Yeah.
They probably are not. And they might become more motivated if they give feedback to the small business
right.
owner and they say, yeah, I've been needing to do something like that. And,
right.
You want to take that on as part of your role.
So what do we do with all this information? How do we apply it?
Well, we think it through. We ask ourselves, how could I express One, for example, we have a lot of foodies on our team. At our small business, we have nine people on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of foodies on our team.
Yeah, I'm afraid we have a couple of those around here, too. At least one.
And so the value that our foodies embrace is pleasure. And so we frequently have we're a research-based company.
Mm-hmm.
So we frequently do market research on food. Like we'll try to find the best hot dog in Charlotte. We'll have blind taste tests with four different hot dogs.
I need to come work with you guys.
And another one we did.
I'll be in charge of donuts, Jane.
Well, back in July, we had a taste test for tomato sandwiches, and we tried to find out which mayonnaise, Hellman's or Duke's, in fact, got the highest marks. And people predicted that it was going to be Duke's because most of them were Southerners.
Right.
But Hellman's won hands down in a blind taste contest.
How about that?
Among our team.
How about that? So, Jane, I tell people I'm retaining pie. So, okay, I got 30 seconds, Jane. Wrap it up for us.
Wrap it up. You need to know your own value and also strive to know the values of other people. I mean, most of us are willing to embrace other people. Mm. We want to get close to them. So if we pay attention to them and we look for what's important to them, they're going to be more loyal and want to work with us.
Just take into account, right, Pierce, that values are important these days.
Absolutely. And it's just a simple question. What's important to you?
Yeah, well said. Hey, guys, good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Pierce,
sir.
And Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? They did a great job today. We got smarter when they joined us, as we always do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.